Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
How did instant karma strike after your ex tried to flex their upgrade? Story 1. After our breakup, my ex posted nonstop about her glow-up and her new boyfriend, who she said actually had ambition. I was working my way through trade school, so yeah, not flashy, but I had goals. She'd flaunt this guy's luxury car, their weekends at clubs, and his six-figure job. Whatever, I stayed quiet. Fast forward 6 months, I graduate and start my electrician apprenticeship. It's not glamorous, but I'm finally making solid money. A few weeks later, I get a call from a mutual friend saying my ex's new guy was arrested for fraud. Turns out, all his wealth was stolen from the company he worked for. He'd been embezzling funds to keep up appearances. To make it better, she had co-signed a lease on a condo with him. Guess who got stuck with the payments after he went to jail? Last I heard, she moved back in with her mom and deleted all her upgrade posts. Karma didn't just knock, she kicked the door in. Story 2. I was with my ex for 4 years. We struggled financially, but we were happy, or so I thought. One day out of the blue, she dumps me and tells me she needs someone with drive, not someone stuck in a dead-end coffee shop job. That same week, she starts dating her gym trainer, who drives a BMW and wears nothing but designer. She made sure to let me know about her upgrade, even messaging me to say I should take notes on what a real man looks like. Cool. Fast forward 9 months. I'd been promoted twice and was now managing 3 locations for a boutique coffee chain. Meanwhile, I get tagged in a Facebook post. It's a GoFundMe, started by her. Apparently, her real man had cheated on her with a client and drained their joint savings account before ghosting her. She was begging for help to pay rent and feed her dog. I didn't donate. I did smile, though. Story 3. My ex-wife left me for her coworker, a flashy sales guy, who had a boat and called himself a lifestyle guru. She literally said, "He's everything you're not. Confident, rich, and spontaneous." I was devastated but focused on rebuilding myself and being a present dad to our daughter. 6 months later, during her weekend with our kid, they went on his boat. He got drunk and crashed it into a dock. No one was seriously hurt, thank God, but he got arrested for boating under the influence, and she lost custody for putting our daughter in that situation. The cherry on top? He wasn't even rich. His boat was heavily financed, and he was drowning in debt. The lifestyle was just a filter-heavy illusion. Now, I have full custody. My ex sees our daughter every other weekend, and the upgrade has been downgraded to a one-bedroom apartment in the outskirts. Karma didn't even wait a year. Story 4. So my college ex broke up with me after I couldn't land an internship fast enough. She said she didn't want to be with someone directionless, and that she'd found someone with connections who could actually get her somewhere in life. Within a week, she's dating this trust fund dude who throws yacht parties and talks in startup buzzwords. She blocks me, then posts constant Instagram stories of them traveling, brunching, all that influencer crap. One day, I randomly see a tweet go viral about a rich kid's company that crashed and burned. Apparently, he had created some sort of crypto-adjacent platform and conned a bunch of investors. Yep, it was him. Turns out she'd quit school to help run his company and had gone all in financially. When the SEC came knocking, she tried to distance herself, but screenshots leaked showing her bragging about being on the executive team. She nuked all her socials and went completely offline. I, meanwhile, now have a steady job and I'm debt-free. Felt like the universe gave me the last laugh. Story 5. My ex-girlfriend dated me all through high school. We had plans for college together until she dumped me senior year, right before prom. Her reason? I'm going to bigger things and you're just going to community college. Ouch. She shows up to prom with this older guy, mid-20s, flashy car, wearing a suit like he walked out of a movie. She told everyone he worked in music management and had industry connections. Her friends hyped it up like she bagged a celebrity. A year later, a news story breaks out. He's been arrested for scamming young musicians out of thousands. Fake contracts, ghost labels, the works. And guess who was part of the scheme? Yep, my ex had been helping him recruit artists using her social media clout. She got charged too. Meanwhile, I transferred from community college to a good university on scholarship. I'm finishing my degree while she's on probation and banned from using social media for 3 years. Karma wrote a whole trilogy for that one. Story 6. My ex broke up with me after a year of dating because, in her words, I lacked ambition. I was working nights and freelancing to build a portfolio in graphic design, but she wanted fast success. A month later, she was dating a guy she called a startup prodigy. Dude had a Tesla, wore Balenciaga, and constantly vlogged. She even sent me a video once, showing them clinking champagne glasses on a rooftop with a caption, "Built different." 2 months later, her entire Instagram turned dark. No stories, no posts. I find out through a mutual friend that her prodigy boyfriend was just faking investor meetings and using credit cards to fund his lifestyle. He defaulted on a massive amount of debt, and when he ran out of money, he ghosted her and everyone else. She'd quit her job to be his social media manager and was now unemployed and couch surfing. Meanwhile, I landed a full-time job at a design agency and just signed my own lease. I never posted a flex, but trust me, karma did it for me. Story 7. Back in 2018, my ex-girlfriend dumped me over text. We'd been together for 3 years. Her reason? I need someone with more culture and class. She started dating this preppy wine snob who wore cashmere sweaters and hosted book clubs for novels no one really read. She made sure to post their wine tastings, museum trips, and fancy cheese platters with captions like, "Upgrade," "Engaged intellectually, emotionally, and gastronomically." Fast forward a year. I get invited to a housewarming party through a mutual friend. Guess who's there? My ex. Alone. She tries to avoid me the whole time, but eventually someone spills the tea. Apparently, her new guy with class was already engaged to someone else the entire time. He was using her as a side piece and had been lying about everything, from his job to his name. Literal double life. She lost it when I mentioned my new girlfriend and how we were moving to London for her grad school. The upgrade went out of style fast. Story 8. My ex-husband cheated on me with a woman he met at a fitness retreat. She was everything I wasn't, according to him. Health conscious, adventurous, driven. He moved out 3 weeks later and moved in with her almost immediately. She was a yoga influencer, he claimed, and they were planning to open a holistic wellness brand. He used to post shirtless mirror selfies captioned New Beginnings and talk about cutting toxic people, aka me, out of his life. Less than 6 months later, he messaged me. Their relationship imploded after they borrowed money from her parents to fund their brand, which flopped. Turns out she was more into MLM essential oil schemes than actual business, and they were in debt up to their eyeballs. She left him for a crypto coach, and he was back living with his sister. He tried to say he missed our stability. I left him on read. Story 9. I was dating this guy who was super sweet at first, but over time he got obsessed with status. He started following all these influencer finance bros and became convinced he was destined for billionaire energy. Suddenly, my job as a kindergarten teacher wasn't inspiring enough for him. He said he needed someone who matched his level and dumped me for a girl he met at a crypto networking mixer. I let him go. No drama. But then he started posting stuff tagging her. Exotic trips, flashy watches, trading setups. You'd think they were running Wall Street. Cut to a year later, I'm scrolling through TikTok and stumble on a video. It's her, crying in her car, revealing she found out he was gambling away all his crypto money, lying about profits, and had even faked some of their travel pics using AI generators. Yep, whole thing was a clout chase. She lost her apartment, he fled town. I, meanwhile, got nominated for Teacher of the Year and am planning a class trip to a nature reserve. Peace never needed flexing. Story 10. She dumped me the same week I lost my job. Said she couldn't carry both of our weights and needed someone who could keep up. Harsh but fair, I guess. A week later, she's on Instagram showing off a new guy, real estate agent with a Rolex, a Porsche, and a six-pack. She kept saying how grown women don't date potential. He proposed to her in Bora Bora within 3 months. I stayed off social media and focused on grinding. Landed a job in sales, worked up, saved aggressively. Fast forward 1 year, I'm on a lunch break when I get a DM from her. Just a, hey, curious, I check her profile. All pictures of the engagement wiped. Her stories show her back in our hometown, working at the same cafe she mocked me for working at years ago. Turns out, Mr. Rolex was married the whole time and used her for weekend fun. She was pregnant, then ghosted. Her upgrade came with no warranty. I didn't respond to her DM. I just smiled and got back to work. At my new desk in my corner office. Story 11. We were together for 5 years, high school sweethearts. I proposed after graduation with a simple ring because money was tight. Just started working security while saving for police academy. She said yes. Then 3 weeks later, she broke it off. Her exact words were, "You're too average. I need a life with spark." She left me for some guy who worked in nightlife. Owned a few clubs, drove a Lamborghini, big social media guy. A mutual friend told me she said I'd never be anything but a bodyguard in a uniform. 3 years later, I'm finishing my degree in criminal justice and working as a detective. One night, I get called to a domestic disturbance at a condo. Guess who answers the door? Yep, her. Eyes swollen. Turns out club guy got arrested for assaulting her after a drunken argument. I had to stand there professionally.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like, last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
While she tried to avoid eye contact, Karma came full circle wearing a badge. Story 12. My ex-girlfriend dumped me for a guy she met at a car show. He had a classic Mustang, wore vintage leather jackets, and called himself an entrepreneur, though nobody really knew what he did. She said he made her feel alive, and I was just too boring with my spreadsheets and routines. I worked in finance, stable job, good benefits, but nothing sexy. After they got together, she constantly posted about how I was holding her back and how real love meant taking risks. 6 months later, I see her posting a long rant on her story. Turns out, Mustang guy was actually a small-time scammer who flipped stolen car parts and eventually got caught selling counterfeit vehicle titles. He owed her $4,000 and wrecked her credit. Her upgrade was on probation. Me? I just bought my first house and got promoted. Safe might be boring, but it sure beats broke and betrayed. Story 13. My ex and I were in a band together. We were both musicians, and it was our dream to make it big. But after a while, she started saying I was too sentimental and not cutthroat enough for the industry. She left me in the band for our guitarist, who had rock star energy. They tried to go solo without me. I stayed behind and started doing session work, just playing for local artists and producing. Nothing big but consistent and respectable. Then one day I hear they landed a gig opening for a decent indie act. I was happy for them, honestly. Until I found out they got booed off the stage because the guitarist went on a rant mid-set about how people don't appreciate real music. Someone recorded it. It went viral, for all the wrong reasons. Meanwhile, a track I helped produce hit a million streams. I never said anything to them, but a part of me felt that was karma's standing ovation. Story 14. I was dating a woman who always said she valued emotional connection over looks or money. That was until she met a fitness influencer at a networking event. She ghosted me the same week and popped up a month later all over his socials. Dude was built like a statue and talked like a robot. Every caption was some version of grind set or alpha fuel. She was all in, posting gym couple selfies, green shakes, the works. She even unfollowed me to fully move into her next chapter. Then, something happened. She refollowed me one day. No message, just silence. Curiosity got the best of me, so I checked his profile. He had hard launched another girl a few days before. Apparently, she was dumped after she gained a little weight during a tough month mentally. The irony? I never cared about her appearance, just her heart. Now I'm dating someone who loves reading and cooking with me and doesn't think leg day defines self-worth. Story 15. He broke up with me on Valentine's Day. Said I wasn't evolving with him. He had just started a photography business, and I was still working in IT. He told me he needed someone with vision, not someone who hid behind code. The next week, he starts dating this model-type girl. She's all over his feed. Sunsets, beach shots, black-and-white selfies. They branded themselves as creative partners, offering photo packages together. Kinda gross, honestly. One day, I stumble on a Reddit thread about photographers scamming clients. Turns out they'd been taking deposits and ghosting couples before their weddings. Guess who was in the photos attached to the post? Yep, him and his visionary girlfriend. They're now banned on multiple booking platforms, and the Better Business Bureau got involved. I, meanwhile, just led my team in launching a new app that got featured in TechCrunch. I never needed vision, just values. Story 16. My ex and I had been saving to move in together when she suddenly told me she needed space to grow. 2 weeks later, she moved to Miami with a guy she met on a Discord server. He was some crypto consultant who flashed cash, watches, and had a TikTok series about escaping the 9-to-5 matrix. She posted nonstop about how they were manifesting abundance and creating generational wealth. Meanwhile, I was working overtime shifts and trying not to scream every time I saw her on my For You page. 9 months later, she's back in town, living with her aunt. Apparently, crypto guy got hit hard during the crash, then vanished, along with the rest of her money. She'd quit her job, burned bridges, and now had nothing but Instagram reels of her in Bali. I saw her at a grocery store once. She avoided eye contact. I didn't. I smiled and walked past, with my new girlfriend and a fresh promotion in my pocket. Story 17. My ex-boyfriend was a minor league baseball player. Decent guy, until he got obsessed with going pro. He broke up with me, saying, "I wasn't built for the lifestyle of someone destined for fame." A month later, he was dating a local sports reporter who did fluff pieces on rising athletes. They were all over the place. Interviews, gym selfies, hashtags like number power couple. She even did a segment calling him the next big thing. Then, he tested positive for PEDs. The story blew up, especially ironic since she'd gone on record about his clean ethic. He was suspended.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
The team cut him, and she distanced herself faster than a home run. I never gloated. I just quietly published my first book and started dating a school librarian who didn't care about stadium lights. Just storylines. Story 18. We dated during med school. Stressful, but solid. Or so I thought. One day, she tells me she can't be with someone who doesn't have a global mindset. I was baffled. Then I see her weeks later on Instagram posing in Dubai with this older guy. Clearly wealthy. Clearly not her age. Turns out he was some self-proclaimed angel investor with a yacht and a fleet of luxury cars. I heard through mutuals she dropped out of med school to travel full-time with her partner. 6 months later, she was back. Quiet. Broke. He'd been married the entire time and dumped her the second his wife found out. Not only that, but he never legally divorced. So she was stuck with no degree, no job, and no place to stay. Meanwhile, I matched with my top hospital choice and graduated top of my class. Guess karma doesn't need a stethoscope to hear a broken heart get what it deserves. Story 19. My ex used to say she didn't care about social status, but that changed after she got promoted to a mid-level PR firm. She dumped me via voice note, said I didn't fit her brand anymore. The next week, she's tagging some guy who worked in fashion. Think man bun, espresso in hand, and an obsession with obscure designers. They styled each other like a living Pinterest board. She even changed her accent slightly to match his faux Euro vibe. Then came the Fashion Week scandal. He got caught using plagiarized designs in a collab project and was publicly blacklisted. His career imploded. Since their image was so intertwined, her firm asked her to go on indefinite leave. Translation, fired. A few months later, I saw her on LinkedIn announcing she's starting over. Me? I just landed a UX role at a top tech company and donated to a charity in her name. Petty? Maybe. Satisfying? Absolutely. Story 20. He left me after 3 years, saying he felt called to a higher path, said I was too earthbound, while he was ascending spiritually. Okay, weird, but whatever. A few weeks later, he's dating this crystal healer who charges $500 for aura cleansing. Their whole brand was love, light, and luxury. They lived in a van, traveled the country, and made videos about releasing ego through tantric energy. I laughed, cried, then laughed again, until it turned into Schadenfreude. One of their workshops ended in a lawsuit. Someone had a bad allergic reaction during a sacred smoke ritual and ended up in the hospital. They were sued for negligence. His TikTok went silent, their YouTube got demonetized, and their spiritual retreat GoFundMe raised $64 before being shut down. Me? I'm living with someone who doesn't need courts to be grounded. And our health insurance actually exists. Story 21. My ex broke up with me over text while I was at my grandma's funeral. No joke. He said he couldn't be held back by someone always surrounded by sadness. Then he starts dating this girl who was a part-time model and full-time daddy's money poster child. They traveled to Cancun a month later, and she flooded social media with My King posts, tagging him in every bikini pic like he was the trophy. He replied with, "Blessed beyond measure." That is, until she got caught shoplifting designer sunglasses from an airport boutique. She blamed him, said he pressured her into it to look cool. They both got detained and missed their flight. She broke up with him right there in front of TSA agents, screaming that he was a broke loser pretending to be elite. I found out when someone shared her meltdown video on Twitter. It had 250,000 likes. Watching that karma unfold in 1080p was better than therapy. Story 22. My ex-wife left me 6 months after we adopted a dog together. She said I was too content and she needed adventure. Her new guy was a van lifer. One of those people who live on the road and preach about how society is a trap. She moved into his van, took the dog, and posted a photo of them with the caption, "Freedom isn't a place, it's a person." 3 months later, I get a call. It's the animal shelter. Turns out someone surrendered my dog after realizing they couldn't care for a pet in a van. Yep. She left the dog behind to chase energy alignment in Utah. I picked him up immediately. He ran straight to me and cried. Best day of my life. 2 years later, I'm happily remarried. And the dog? He's got his own Instagram now, with more followers than my ex. Story 23. She dumped me after 3 years because I was too nice. Said she wanted someone with a little edge. A week later, she's riding on the back of a motorcycle with a guy named Razor, I wish I were joking, who wore leather jackets in 90-degree heat and had a tattoo that just said, pain. They went full Bonnie and Clyde aesthetic. Lots of black and white photos, bar fights, and parking lot selfies. I said nothing. Let it play out. One night, I get tagged in a Facebook post. Anyone know who owns this bike? It's being towed for blocking an ambulance bay. Yep. Razor parked illegally and got into a screaming match with paramedics. Someone filmed it. He lost his bike, and she ended up being fined too because she spit at an EMT. Turns out, edge gets real dull when it lands you in court. Story 24. My ex left me because I wasn't Instagrammable. She actually said that. Claimed I didn't fit her brand because I wore neutral colors and didn't take enough photos. A week later, she was soft launching a new guy. Some wannabe model who had 12,000 followers and abs that looked photoshopped in real life. They became that annoying couple who pose with matching outfits and hold coffee cups for the aesthetic. Then, one day, his ex-girlfriend exposed him in the comments under their engagement post. You proposed to me with the same ring last year, remember? The story got picked up by a drama account. Turns out he was a serial poser who proposed to 3 different influencers in 18 months for clout. Her brand took a hit, lost several promo deals, and she had to make a teary apology video. Meanwhile, I took a trip to Iceland with my camera-shy girlfriend. 0 photos, 100% memories. Story 25. I was dating this guy who always had something to prove. He wasn't a bad person, but he had a chip on his shoulder. When he got promoted, he suddenly started talking down to me, calling my job as a florist cute but limited. Then came the classic line, I think we've outgrown each other. The next month, he was dating a tech recruiter. She was tall, glam, and according to his posts, the most intelligent woman I've ever known. He started wearing suits to brunch and posting threads about networking for alpha outcomes. Then he got laid off. She dumped him within a week and posted a TikTok about how women don't carry men, they curate men. Ouch. He tried to bounce back by launching a podcast. It lasted 3 episodes. Meanwhile, I opened a second flower shop and got a write-up in a local magazine. No podcast, no flexing, just steady growth. Karma smells like roses. Story 26. We'd been together for 6 years, started from nothing, working minimum wage, sharing rent with roommates, grinding through college. Right before graduation, she got an offer from a luxury retail brand. I was still applying for jobs in my field, business analytics. She sat me down and said, I can't build the life I want with someone who's still trying to figure things out. 2 weeks later, she posted a photo with a guy in a suit, captioned, When your vibration finally matches your value. The new guy was a regional sales director for a luxury watch company. They traveled. They smiled through champagne. They bought matching outfits for gallery openings. The comments were full of heart emojis. Me? I kept my head down, got certified in data analytics, and finally landed a job that paid more than both of us ever imagined back in our ramen days. About a year later, I got a message. No, hey, no small talk. Just, I made a mistake. Apparently, her upgrade had been quietly laid off months earlier and had been living off her salary while hiding it. When she finally found out, he exploded on her, financially and emotionally. She left him and was crashing with a coworker, job hunting, and, get this, still trying to make rent payments on a high-rise apartment he picked but never paid for. I didn't respond, but I did donate anonymously to her old GoFundMe. She once said I was too humble to ever be powerful. Turns out, power isn't volume. Sometimes it's silence. And a career you earned without selling your soul. Story 27. He and I were a pandemic couple. We bonded over quarantines, online grocery orders, and late-night movie marathons. It felt real, until the world reopened. Suddenly, he didn't want cozy nights in. He wanted status, clout, and scenes. One night, he told me I was too small town, and he needed someone who understood his new chapter. A week later, he's tagged in party photos with a socialite who's got 150,000 followers and a boutique PR firm. Their relationship became digital performance art. He wore designer clothes and started captioning his posts with quotes from books I knew he hadn't read. They did sponsored brunches. They took a helicopter tour for their 6-month. which was only really 3. And then, silence. I found out through Reddit of all places. Someone posted receipts about her scamming her clients, fabricating event attendees, forging email confirmations, inflating brand numbers. Her agency collapsed, and every business she touched demanded refunds. She ghosted. He apparently had no real job the whole time, just living off collab perks through her. He reached out eventually, said he missed when things were real. I didn't reply. I was too busy packing for a conference in Amsterdam, paid for by my real job. Story 28. I dated a guy in law school who was charming, sharp, and ambitious to a fault. We made it through bar exams, celebrated with pizza and cheap wine, and made plans for our future. But during our clerkships, he started comparing salaries, cases, outfits, everything. Eventually, he told me he was leaving me. His words? "You're smart, but I need someone who looks like success before she opens her mouth," crushed me. He ended up with a woman from his firm, always perfectly dressed, wore Louboutins to lunch, and made a point to call herself elite. I moved into legal aid. Less money, more purpose. He called it settling. Fast forward 2 years. His firm was caught in a billing scandal. They'd been inflating hours and misleading clients. He wasn't charged, but the firm tanked, and so did his reputation. His girlfriend left him. Word is she got out right before he was blacklisted from every major firm on the coast. I now manage an entire division of a non-profit legal team. My clients might not be rich, but they're honest. Funny how integrity became the real upgrade. Story 29. We'd been long distance for 2 years. She was in New York doing marketing. I stayed behind in Colorado finishing my engineering degree. We made it work. Calls every night, trips every other month, future plans made over FaceTime. Then one day she says she can't do this anymore. Said she met someone who gets her ambition. 2 weeks later, her socials light up with a guy who works for a major ad agency. He looked like he stepped out of a GQ cover. Stylish, always in rooftop photos, perfect teeth. They moved fast. Moved in together, joint content. Even started a couple's podcast about navigating modern love. Then, 2 months after launch, he got exposed in a viral TikTok. A girl posted receipts showing he'd been with her the whole time too. Turns out, he was dating 3 women and using all of them for exposure and money. Building a fake portfolio on their backs, she deleted everything. Podcast, posts, pictures. I didn't gloat. I was too busy finishing my capstone project and interviewing for aerospace firms. When we were together, she once said I was too practical, maybe. But rockets don't cheat. Story 30. My ex was a server-turned-aspiring actor. Passionate, yes, but financially reckless. I supported him through 2 failed auditions, 1 unpaid short film, and a failed move to LA. When I suggested he pick up part-time work, he accused me of limiting his art. Eventually, he cheated on me with a woman in a local theater troupe and left, saying he needed a partner who believed in the vision. The woman, older, connected, and rumored to fund the productions she acted in. They started doing plays together. He'd post long captions about their creative chemistry and how they breathe the same artistic air. I said nothing. Then, one day, a behind-the-scenes video leaks. Her yelling at him for forgetting his lines during dress rehearsal and threatening to pull funding unless he earned his place. The video went viral in niche theater circles. He became a punchline. A few months later, I saw his name in a casting call. Unpaid student film. Location, basement of a college dorm. I'd just been promoted to creative director at a mid-sized firm and was flying to Toronto for a commercial shoot. Funny how believing in yourself pays off better than pretending someone else is your purpose. Story 31. She and I had a quiet relationship. We weren't flashy, just books, board games, and baking on Sundays. I thought we were solid until she sat me down and said she needed excitement, ambition, and a little chaos. Her words, not mine. Turns out she'd already started seeing someone, a touring DJ who'd been on the lineup for a few minor festivals. He lived out of his suitcase, wore sunglasses indoors, and had a tattoo of a cassette tape on his neck. She ran off with him like it was a coming-of-age movie. I found out on Instagram. They were on a rooftop in Berlin, her holding a red cup, him captioning the post. She finally found her rhythm. Fast forward 8 months. I'm working as a software engineer, about to close on a house. I get a text. "Hey, I'm sorry for how I left. You were always good to me." Turns out DJ guy left her stranded in Belgium after his tour manager kicked her off the bus for being extra baggage. She maxed out her card trying to get home. I didn't respond. I muted the conversation and went back to planning my housewarming party. The playlist? Curated by an actual professional. Story 32. He dumped me during a weekend cabin trip with friends. No warning. Just sat me down with a coffee and said, I think I need someone who's shinier. I thought it was a joke at first. Turns out he'd been flirting with this ultra-glam girl we met on a ski trip. Influencer. Hundreds of thousands of followers. And according to him, the kind of woman who could push me forward. The next week, he soft-launched her in his stories. The week after that, she hard-launched him. Caption, when kings level up. I blocked them both. Focused on finishing my graduate program and ignored their endless airport lounges and spa days. Until one of my classmates pulled up a gossip TikTok. Apparently, she was part of a luxury lifestyle content house that went belly up after one of the sponsors found out they'd falsified engagement numbers. People started coming forward with receipts. She ghosted her followers and deleted her brand. And him? He quit his job to travel with her and had nothing to fall back on. Me? I got offered a six-figure role in a startup. The only thing I posted was a picture of my cat with the caption, some upgrades don't make noise. They just last. Story 33. We were co-workers who fell in love slowly, too slowly for her, apparently. After 2 years together, she told me she felt like she was just existing with me. The next day, she was gone. Quit the job, blocked me, and within a week, started dating our regional manager. He had a Porsche, tailored suits, and a corner office. I was just a guy in customer service, trying to pay off my loans and figure life out. She posted about their dates, yacht dinners, spa weekends, exclusive golf clubs. He called her his queen of efficiency. It hurt, sure, but I kept my head down. Learned coding at night, eventually moved into the IT department, then data analytics. A year later, word spreads. Manager guy was married. Wife found out, came to the office with a folder full of screenshots and legal documents. He got fired for misconduct and breaching HR policy. She tried to return to the company but burned too many bridges. Last I heard, she was freelancing on Fiverr and living with a cousin. I didn't flex or brag. I just did my job. Turns out, consistency pays better than charisma. Story 34. He was a painter. Not a successful one, but a visionary, according to himself. I supported him for years. Rent, supplies, even his studio space. But he left me the day I got promoted at my marketing firm. Said I was becoming corporate, and he couldn't watch me lose my soul. He moved in with a girl who ran a tiny gallery. She called herself an art muse and said they were an explosion of ideas. Their posts were nauseating. Candles, red wine, paint-splattered love letters. He even posted a photo captioned, "The canvas she is." Then came the review. A local art critic slammed his show as a try-hard mess of recycled tropes, and it went viral. His sales dried up. She left him, saying he drained her energy. He ended up moving back with his parents. Meanwhile, my firm promoted me again, this time with a travel stipend. I went to Florence, stood in front of real masterpieces, and smiled to myself. Some canvases just belong in storage. Story 35. My ex used to say I was too practical, too responsible. We're young. We're supposed to be making mistakes, she'd shout during arguments. I was managing a car rental location, building credit, and slowly saving. She wanted to move to LA and become a stylist. One day she left, took my old laptop, my Netflix password, and moved into a sublet with a guy who called himself a creative ecosystem. He hosted pop-ups and immersive experiences. She tagged him constantly in her posts, calling him a walking brainstorm. I stayed home, worked harder, and enrolled in night classes. Then I saw her on a friend's story. Back in town, looking worn down. I messaged, asked if she was okay. Turns out ecosystem guy blew all their money on a fake documentary project. He owed thousands in unpaid rent and skipped town. She came back with no job, no car, no degree. I offered her a ride, not out of pity, just closure. On the way to her mom's house, she said, "You were the only stable thing I had." I nodded, then dropped her off, wished her well, and drove away in my new car. Fully paid off. No styling required. Story 36. We were just two small-town kids trying to make it in the city. I worked retail while studying part-time. He was doing HVAC work. One day, out of nowhere, he told me he was tired of being average and had found someone with bigger vision. He moved in with a woman who worked in real estate, older, wealthy, always posting motivational quotes about abundance and mindset. I'll never forget when she posted a photo of him with the caption, "From blue collar to king energy." But here's the thing. She wasn't just his girlfriend. She was his boss. And her ex-husband still co-owned the brokerage. Long story short, the ex found out, reported it to their HR board, and she was asked to step down due to policy violations. Then she left him, said he was a distraction. Broken jobless, he showed up at my door a month later, claiming he missed the real us. I just laughed and said, "Some upgrades come with fine print." Story 37. He was a wannabe tech bro, always pitching startup ideas, none of which ever made it past the concept phase. I helped fund one, stupidly, and when it failed, he said I lacked vision. A few weeks later, he left me for someone he called an investor with insight. She drove a Tesla, ran a YouTube finance channel, and constantly posted about FIRE, financial independence, retire early. They acted like royalty, moved to Austin, started a new app, and branded themselves as the future of financial intimacy. Then one day, the SEC came knocking. Apparently, she had fudged earnings in her videos and falsely claimed to have a hedge fund. Her channel was demonetized, and she was under investigation for giving unlicensed investment advice. He tried to rebrand solo, but his vision collapsed without her. I, meanwhile, finished my MBA and now work for a fintech company that actually makes money. Turns out, some people invest in ideas. Others invest in illusions. Story 38. She left me over text while I was on a work trip, said I was emotionally flat, and she needed someone who felt things on a deeper level. 2 days later, I find out she's dating a poet/barista who called himself a vessel of expression. His Instagram was just pictures of cigarettes, typewriters, and lines like, "Your eyes are concrete skies, and I want to fall through them." They started doing open mic nights together. She even got a tattoo of one of his poems. Then the drama began. He posted a cryptic poem about betrayal. A week later, someone exposed him for plagiarizing lines from Tumblr posts from 2014. Not only that, he'd apparently dated three other muses simultaneously. His deep emotions were just copy-paste jobs. She went dark online, deleted everything. Meanwhile, I got promoted to project lead and adopted a dog. I named him Verse. Story 39. He said I was too domestic because I liked baking, gardening, and Sunday markets. He needed someone with fire. Enter his new girlfriend, a fire dancer and bartender who called herself Chaos in Heels. She set his car background to a photo of her breathing fire. Literal fire. They went viral for a while. She got featured in a local alt arts magazine, and he played roadie for her shows. Then she set their shared kitchen on fire trying to recreate a flaming cocktail recipe. Apartment damaged. Landlord furious. Her insurance lapsed. He tried to sue her, and she posted the court documents on TikTok with a diss track. They both ended up with GoFundMes. Neither reached $200. I still bake. I still garden. And I now sell homemade bread at the Sunday market with a line that wraps around the block. Not boring, just burn-proof. Story 40. She always said she hated drama, but somehow drama followed her like a shadow. I was the steady guy, no wild nights, just dependable love. She left me because I wasn't magnetic, said her new boyfriend, lit up every room. He was a wedding photographer, charming, funny, and popular on TikTok for filming emotional first looks. She became his unpaid assistant, following him to gigs and filming behind-the-scenes footage. Then came the wedding disaster. He forgot to back up the photos for a $20,000 wedding. The hard drive got corrupted, and the bride blasted him online. Brides and grooms across his feed came forward. Missed photos, bad edits, overpromising. He got banned from multiple vendor groups. She stayed with him until he blamed her for distracting him and fired her from being his girlfriend. Meanwhile, I'm now working in cybersecurity for a photo storage company. Life has a funny lens. Story 41. We were engaged, had a date set, venue booked, and even a Pinterest board she curated for 2 years. Then out of nowhere, she calls it off. Says she's not feeling the connection anymore, and thinks we're meant for different worlds. I find out a week later she's dating a guy who does reality TV, some minor personality from a dating show. Her social media flipped overnight, from photos of quiet hikes and baking bread to red carpets, rented Lambos, and champagne on rooftops. She even got a press package with his brand logo on it. That hurt. A few months later, I see a video of him getting kicked off another show for inappropriate behavior with production staff. Then her name trends for a hot minute. Someone dug up emails showing she tried to get him booked at events by pretending to be his manager. Fake contracts, lies, everything. Now she's blocked, and I'm happily dating someone who actually enjoys reality, for what it is. Not a show, but a life we're building together. Story 42. He was my first serious relationship. Quiet, nerdy, but brilliant with code. We used to build little apps together for fun. But once he landed his first big tech internship, everything changed. He started talking about status compatibility and how I didn't understand Silicon Valley energy. Then he dumped me and started dating a product designer with thousands of LinkedIn followers and a perfectly curated aesthetic. He posted long think pieces on Medium about emotional optimization and how his new relationship was mutually scalable. I nearly choked. A year later, news breaks. The startup he worked for got caught in a massive data privacy scandal. Leaked user info, shady side deals. His name was on the back end of it all. Fired. Blacklisted. His status-compatible girlfriend dropped him in a public breakup post that read like a TED Talk transcript. Meanwhile, I launched an app with two friends. It's not viral, but it's real. And so are we. Story 43. She told me I was too low energy and that she wanted someone who could match her intensity. A week later, she was with a CrossFit instructor who made his own pre-workout formula and yelled in his Instagram stories about being your own hero. Every photo looked like an energy drink ad. They started a couple's fitness account, did burpee challenges and smoothie vlogs. Then came the inevitable. Someone exposed him for using illegal substances in competitions. He denied it until his sponsor dropped him and posted the test results. She stayed with him for about 3 days. Then she rebranded her fitness account to Healing and Self-Love and scrubbed every trace of him. I never responded to her apology message. I was too busy biking 30 miles that weekend, quietly, without filming it. Story 44. He left me for a coworker, told me I was too sentimental, and he needed someone who understood corporate ambition. She was all business suits, crypto side hustles, and TEDx quotes. They became that office couple that planned synergy vacations and took photos in front of hotel conference centers like they were landmarks. Then, about a year in, he proposes to her during a networking mixer. Public. Cringe? She says yes, until 2 days later when she finds out he'd been using her referral codes to sell fake online courses on the side. She dumped him mid-meeting. HR got involved. He was fired for misconduct. I, meanwhile, got promoted and moved to a different city. Same company, different league. When he emailed me, just to check in, I simply replied, "Best of luck in your next venture." Story 45. We dated in college, arts majors. He was a theater kid, always writing scripts, auditioning, and swearing he'd win a Tony someday. I supported him, ran lines with him, even helped him fundraise for his first indie play. After graduation, he told me I was too grounded and he needed someone with star quality. Enter. A girl from his acting class with big dreams and even bigger connections. She had a podcast called The Method Breakdown and called herself a character channeler. They moved to LA together and posted dramatic monologues to TikTok. Then one day, I see them both trending, for all the wrong reasons. A clip from a student film surfaced where he gave a cringy, over-the-top performance and claimed it was Oscar-worthy. The internet roasted him. He deleted his accounts and went dark. I'm now a drama teacher directing high school students who are way more talented and way more humble. Sometimes I show his film in class. They think it's satire. I don't correct them. Story 46. He and I were both photographers, but while I liked shooting nature and portraits, he was obsessed with becoming a high-end wedding photographer. He used to say my style was too soft and lacked commercial value. Then one day he says, "I think we're on different paths," and leaves me for a bridal influencer who sold digital presets and called herself a visual entrepreneur. They started working weddings together and bragging about their empire. They posted fake testimonials, rented gear they couldn't afford, and even photoshopped themselves into destination weddings they didn't actually shoot. But karma came in the form of one angry bride. She posted a side-by-side of the sample work they promised versus the blurry mess she received. It went viral in wedding planning groups. More couples came forward. Turns out they were faking portfolios. Lawsuits followed. Business? Gone. Meanwhile, I just finished curating my first gallery show. No presets. No gimmicks. Just real shots and real success. Story 47. My ex-boyfriend used to complain that I was too grounded and not adventurous enough. Said he wanted someone spontaneous, spiritual, and wild. A month later, he posted a beach photo with a woman he met at a silent meditation retreat in Tulum. She called herself a soul doula. They sold handmade candles with crystals inside and claimed they were channeling planetary alignments for healing. They even started a YouTube channel where they gave cosmic guidance for donations. I watched silently as they spiraled further into their fake guru personas. Then one of their customers had a bad allergic reaction to a candle containing essential oils that weren't labeled correctly. She sued. The videos disappeared. So did the candles. He moved back to our hometown and started working at his dad's hardware store again. I bumped into him while buying a new kitchen faucet. He looked like a deflated balloon. I looked like someone who just got promoted to regional director. Guess I'm not too grounded after all. Story 48. My ex and I were teachers at the same school. We were quiet about our relationship until one day he told me he got an offer from a private academy across the city. Triple the pay, better perks. But he didn't just take the job. He left me for another teacher there. She taught French, wore expensive scarves, and bragged about her intellectual palate. They made snide comments about how I stayed at a public school for emotional attachment. They posted photos from educational retreats, wine tastings, even joined a professional learning podcast together. Then budget cuts hit. The academy downsized, and both of them were let go. She left him soon after, moved to Europe for a better dating pool. He tried to come back to our old school, but we had no openings. Worse, he'd burned bridges with nearly everyone. I was later awarded Teacher of the Year and got a district leadership.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Offer. I stayed for the kids. Karma did the rest. Story 49. He was my college roommate's brother. Seemed mature, had a job in corporate finance, and wore expensive watches. We dated for 8 months until he told me he wanted to be with someone more on his level. I was bartending while saving for graduate school. He started seeing someone who was a financial analyst at a hedge fund. Very sharp, very poised. They hosted cocktail nights and posted aesthetic photos of graphs and Negronis. He posted a story once captioned, "Some people invest in people. I invest in assets." 3 months later, she caught him using her laptop to fake account statements and send screenshots to his own family to inflate his image. She exposed him in a professional group chat. Word got out. His reputation tanked. His firm demoted him. She dumped him with a spreadsheet breakdown of his red flags. "I just finished grad school and got hired by a firm his old company outsources to. Life's funny like that." Story 50. She told me she didn't want comfort and calm. She wanted fire and fame. She'd just started acting classes and said she needed someone who could help her climb. I was a barista writing screenplays at night. She left me for an indie filmmaker she met in a casting workshop. They became that couple, always at obscure film festivals, taking moody black and white photos, calling themselves the next Greta and Noah. I followed their rise from afar. They crowdfunded a short film, raised over $20,000 and promised a cinematic revolution. Then came the actual film premiere. One reviewer said it felt like a perfume commercial with a midlife crisis plot. The footage leaked. It was all slow motion stares, cigarette smoke, and no story. People demanded refunds. The filmmaker blamed her acting. She blamed his direction. They broke up with matching notes app apologies. "I just sold my first script to a production house. No slow motion stares. Just steady, quiet work and one hell of a story." Story 51. He told me I was holding him back creatively. I was working two part-time jobs while saving for grad school, and he said my energy was too survival-based for the artist he wanted to become. Days later, he moved into a loft with a group of creatives who filmed themselves doing interpretive dance in abandoned warehouses. He started dating one of them, a performance poet who only spoke in metaphors and once sold a piece of toast as art. They threw a soundless rave and charged $75 a ticket. The local paper covered it under the headline, Art or Grift. Soon after, the fire marshal shut down their studio due to code violations. Their GoFundMe for creative resilience flopped. He tried reaching out again, claiming he missed my stability. I told him I was finishing my thesis and didn't have time for interpretive regret. Story 52. She always said she loved how normal I was, until one day she didn't. She said she was tired of routine and needed someone more cosmically aligned. Within a month, she started dating a guy who called himself Zion and claimed to astral project during thunderstorms. He sold handmade talismans and offered chakra consultations in the back of a vape shop. She followed him on a van life journey and posted things like, "Time is a lie, love is frequency." They got stranded in Montana when the van broke down in the middle of winter. She ended up posting an Instagram story from a Greyhound station with the caption, "Sometimes detours are the destination." Meanwhile, I was promoted to lead architect on a city development project and bought a condo downtown. Her frequency, unreachable.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.